Live. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's roll right into the phone calls and talk to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Todd in Michigan, going once.
Hey, how's it going?
Todd in Michigan, going twice.
All right, hello, guys.
There he is. Hey, Todd.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to talk to you about this whole situation regarding the middle school kids.
Yeah, just for those just tuning in, we're talking about a story out of, I don't know where the hell it was, but a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old boy have been arrested. They've been charged with something like a sexual assault for running down the hallways of their school and slapping some girls on the behind.
This was in Oregon, in fact.
Correct.
And, the interesting thing that you brought up about this is, about the sex registry system, is that originally the system was designed to protect children from sexual predators online, or at least that's exactly how the system was sold to all of us and throughout the whole country. But the problem was, this system has basically evolved into something that has become very monstrous and very disastrous across the board. And, next thing you know, what's going to happen? Are we going to charge, say, a 5-year-old for being a sexual predator because he managed to tap, another girl on the butt, with his hand? And then the prosecutors will go after him and say, gee, he's a sexual predator, he's a pedophile. it's gotten ridiculous.
It is, and it gets more and more ridiculous. And especially, I mean, the whole system itself from the get-go was ridiculous. Now you're looking at people who have been convicted of the most unsexual crimes, like urinating in public or something like that. They end up on these sexual databases listed right next to the child molesters, the real dangerous people. It's one size fits all, and they're grouping everybody together, and that's not a good thing.
Right. And I find very interesting here. Whenever they talk about sexual predators, you hear something like, "Well, it's on MSNBC Dateline to catch a sexual predator." Going after these guys on the computer who are supposedly talking to these young teenage girls who are as early as 13, 14, 15, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, they say, "Well, he's a wannabe pedophile. He's somebody that just wants to have sex with children." But that's the incorrect term. But
pedophile is an incorrect term, you mean?
Huh?
The term pedophile is incorrect.
That's correct. Well, the interesting thing is, according to dictionary definitions, an older man, for example, who has a sexual attraction to a teenager would accurately be called what's known as an
Amphibiophile, or something like that. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a word that no one is familiar with, and it's not as and pedophile sells news stories.
Right. It's loaded.
Right. And that's the interesting thing. They completely disregard the distinctions between, say, a teenager who gets involved with, say, a man who is, say, 17, 18, or even perhaps older. But they always bill it as, oh, he's a pedophile. He's going after, 13, 14-year-old. The next thing you know, they say, well, he deserves to be on the sex registry because he went after this young girl, took advantage of her innocence, all that garbage.
I totally understand where you're coming from on this, and I agree with you. Not only do they use the term pedophile, but they also use the term children in connection with 13, 14, and 15-year-olds. And that ties right back into what we've talked about several times on this show, the, childification of America, the idea that these childhood advocates want childhood to last as long as possible. So they, they label anybody who's under the age of 20 as a child. When Julia, my girlfriend, has made it very clear to me, she's told me several times that when she was younger, when she was 13, 14, 15, she was sneaking out of the house, she was going out, and she was drinking at, guys' houses, and she was performing sex acts, on these guys. And she told me that she knew exactly what she was doing. Wasn't very childlike, her behavior. And to suggest that these girls are any more childlike is, it's dishonest. And they may not know exactly what they're doing, but they know what they're doing, I will tell you that.
I think if a parent wants to protect their child, then that's something that they can do. But at the same time, you need to leave some space for, 100, 150 years ago, even some places in the United States, definitely some places in the world, kids were getting married at 13.
Sure.
They were starting their families at that time.
Well, you know, back in ancient Egypt, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but it was very common back in those ancient times for, say, a 7-year-old to marry by law because life expectancy was very short back in those times.
Right. If you were 13, you were half dead.
Right.
At that point.
And that's exactly which is very interesting because most people don't even think about this.
Right. Romeo and Juliet were like 13 and 14 in the play. I mean, that's how old they were.
Right.
And any other thoughts?
I just think that this is a very big travesty here, and I think what's going to happen here is that it's going to be very difficult to actually clear these boys out of this whole sex registering nonsense, which has metastasized into something other than what was originally intended, and the state is to blame. It should never have been involved in this whole business. There should be left between parents and their children on how to deal with strangers, and when it comes to teenagers, they should be treated like adults, and they should be given a chance to make adult decisions because they're moving into that direction anyway, and to prevent them from doing that would actually be emotional and psychological harm done to them.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the parents can attempt to control their children's behavior in whatever manner they wish. The intent of the law, on the other hand, to punish this sort of behavior, and usually it punishes, for some reason or another, it punishes the boys when it doesn't punish the girls. Because in this particular case, both boys and girls were butt slapping. There's only two boys that have been charged.
Oh, really? I didn't realize there were girls doing it.
Yeah, there was girls getting butt their butt slaps. In fact, it says here that but police reports filed with the court and said other students, both boys and girls, slapped each other on the bottom.
Double standard, then.
Well, how many older women do you see labeled pedophiles in the media? I mean, even when you have a case where it's a 25-year-old woman and
teacher has sex with student.
Yeah, but society...
They're never called pedophiles, though. You're
well,
right.
Well, maybe by Nancy Grace or somebody like that, but it's, you know...
That's an opinion piece. Yeah. As far as news pieces are concerned, I've never seen that. Todd, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you on this one. 800-259-9231. Look, I don't want to make it sound like we're coming to the defense of perverts. I don't want to make it sound that way at all. But at the same time, I think that, we need to be fair with how we address these situations and what terms we use. The fact is, these guys and ladies as well, adults who are interested in teenagers, are not, by definition, pedophiles. So please stop labeling them as such. Now, if there's somebody who's interested in a prepubescent person, then yes, you have a pedophile on your hand. There's a definite difference there. Does it mean that what they're doing is right? No. Should they be doing the things they're doing? No. But should they spend time in jail for attempting to persuade someone who is of a young persuasion to engage in sexual activity? That, I think, is up for debate. What do you think, Nick? Should they be spending time in jail for attempting to persuade someone to come over to their house to do who knows what?
No. But I think there is a gray area when you're talking about ages, and a lot of it is based on the person, the young person. But, I know the age of consent, I believe in Canada it's 14.
It is.
So I think that's a lot closer to a reasonable age of consent from my perspective.
You know, they've got this To Catch a Predator show, and they managed to get one of, they pretended to be a young girl and told one guy who to come over, enter through the garage, be naked with a case of beer in your hand. And the guy did it. I'm sorry, when you got a 25-year-old hairy guy with a case of beer in his hand completely naked in your garage, that guy's a pedophile. There's something wrong with him at the very least.
But he hasn't committed a crime. He's just a horny old man. And I should point out that show that you're referencing, Mark, has also resulted in a fairly upstanding citizen in one place committing suicide because the cops came to his house and he was scared to death.
Was he in a garage naked with a case of beer in his hand?
No, he was not. He was in his own home. More on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Constant chatter can be annoying coming from a well-meaning friend. But if it's coming from your windshield wipers, chatter's more than irritating. It's dangerous. When I come back, I'll tell you why. Ah, spring, birds, flowers, and that blanket of pollen fuzz on your car. There's got to be a way to protect that shiny paint of your ride. And there is. A car cover made from the standard in car cover fabric, Block It by Kimberly-Clark. Research shows that car cover owners are so happy with their car covers, they buy them all over again. So make sure you get the best Block It car cover fabric from Kimberly-Clark. Why have you waited so long? Block It by Kimberly-Clark. Since 90% of driving decisions are based on sight, consider wiper chatter caused by flawed blades or windshield film a warning bell. Here's what to do. Inspect blades for tears. If torn, replace. If intact, clean blades with alcohol. Then, straighten wiper arms so that blades and windshield are at a 90-degree angle. Now, clean your windshield. Road grime can easily be removed using soft scrub or Bon-Ami on a damp sponge. No, these household cleaners won't damage your windshield, so scrub away till rinse water sheets off. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Some of them include the wiki. We've got over 1,375 pages created by listeners just like you. See what I mean? By heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Again, all the features are free.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231. All right, so let's talk about the military here, because they just keep botching it up, don't they? Not only are they botching it up over in Iraq as far as the quagmire is concerned over there, but they just, you know, they just can't get their S straight. You would think that they might bend the rules a little bit when it comes to their whole don't ask, don't tell policy, which many people...
I mean, that sounds like a bending of the rules, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
Don't ask, don't tell. Sounds like that's rule bending time.
But that is the rule. That's the thing. The military is bound by the rules the politicians set.
You mean, when you're saying they're bending the rules, Mark, you mean that they're bending the rules by not trying to determine whether or not people are gay or straight?
Well, the military isn't is doing a certain amount of asking these days. Now, maybe the story you're going to read is not talking
about... They are?
Yeah, they're kicking guys out of the military. I get stories all the time. I have a gay listener that is very concerned about this old don't ask, don't tell policy, and... You know, they're kicking people out, and especially linguists. For some reason or another, Arab linguists seem to be kicking a bunch of them out.
This is the area where you would think they'd bend the rules a little bit. And, I mean, how many of these Arab linguists could they possibly have, right?
Not enough.
According to the International Herald Tribune, lawmakers who say the military has kicked out 58 Arab linguists because they were gay went to the Pentagon to explain how it can afford to let the valuable language specialists go. Seizing on the latest discharges involving three specialists, members of the House Representatives wrote the Armed Services Committee chairman that the continued loss of such capable, highly skilled Arabic linguists continues to compromise our national security during a time of war. One sailor discharged in the latest incident, former Petty Officer Second Class Stephen Benjamin, said his supervisor tried to keep him on the job, urging him to sign a statement denying that he was gay. Mm-hmm. He said his lawyer advised him not to sign it because it could be used against him later if other evidence ever surfaced. Are they going to charge him for it?
Well,
in the military,
you could be charged for lying on an affidavit.
Right. If he lied about the fact that he was gay, then he could be charged for making false sworn statements. I mean, it'd be perjury.
In an interview with the Associated Press,
you just pull a Bill Clinton.
Benjamin said he was caught improperly using the military's secret-level computer system to send messages to his roommate who was serving in Iraq. Those messages, he said, may have referred to being gay or going on a date. So that actually confirms a story we read earlier this year, and that was that the military was going to start monitoring communications from their soldiers. They're going to be monitoring blog posts. They're going to be monitoring emails. They want to make sure that they aren't revealing any information to, anybody. Including their sexuality.
Yeah, God knows. It'd be dangerous if our soldiers were gay.
He said, I'd always been out since the day I started working there. We had conversations about being gay in the military and what it was like. There were no issues with unit cohesion. I never caused divisiveness or ever even experienced slurs. He was discharged under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law passed in 1994. The law allows gays to serve if they keep their sexual orientation private and don't engage in homosexual acts. Well, it sounds to me like he was keeping his orientation private. He was sending what he thought were private instant messages to a friend of his. Seems private to me, but someone stuck their nose in and determined otherwise. It prohibits commanders from asking about a person's sex life and requires discharge of those who acknowledge that they are gay. And, you know, the story goes on to talk about some other guys that have been booted out. But they're kicking out the linguists. It just shows how asinine the government can really be. It's really all about adhesion to their rules and nothing else. There's no logic here. There's no thinking here. It's zero tolerance. It's the same idiotic mentality that we see in the government school system with weapons and with drugs and that sort of thing. Zero tolerance. We won't stand for it. Zero tolerance for you gays. We are out of here. Even if we do need your services. Dreadfully, we need you. We don't have very many Arab linguists, but we're going to kick you out anyways because we have rules and they must be adhered to.
It seems crazy to me that they would be kicking out Arab linguists at this time when it's we need them so much. Like, they'd rather lose the war.
The military needs them.
Right. Well, the military needs them. They'd rather lose the war than to have gay people in the military.
To be fair, though, they're not going to win or lose based on whether or not the linguists are there. It's just going to make it easier for them to get along on the ground. That's all. Make it easier to, you know, understand if someone is telling them in their foreign language over there whether or not they planted the bomb. So instead of having a bunch of Americans yelling louder and louder, you know how people do when they detect that someone doesn't understand their language? They just get louder because that solves the problem.
Well, what else are you going to do?
Right.
I don't know. It seems to me that they would be. It's very important to have these guys around, asking questions of prisoners, interviewing the locals, that kind of thing. I don't know.
800-259-9231. If you've been in the military and you want to share some of your asinine military stories with us, please do. Let's go to the phones. You can take control and bring up anything. It's John in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I was listening to you talk about the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these kids that were possibly facing up to 10 years in juvenile prison for slapping some girls on the butt in their middle school class.
Yeah. Well, down in southern Ohio, across the river from Huntington, West Virginia, there was a 9-year-old and 11-year-old boy, two boys, held down a 5-year-old girl and raped her.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Each one of them raped her, and they knew very well what they were doing.
Okay.
And she's recovering in the hospital.
Yikes.
So I just thought that was pretty interesting, you know, that I don't feel like these young kids are as innocent as they're letting on. They see this stuff at home, and then that it's embedded in their minds, and they take it right on with them.
Well, in this particular case, it was both boys and girls slapping each other on the bottoms, and apparently these boys are the ones who got brought in. I don't know if they're the ringleader of the bottom slapping or what they are, but
it's inappropriate. Slapping a bottom, inappropriate. Rape, never.
Touching a breast without asking is not prison time, as far as I'm concerned. Not when you're talking about a 13-year-old. Kid. Now, when you hold down somebody, hold them down and rape them, that's something entirely different to me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
To me it is, too. It's totally different, but I just feel like it builds up from not being corrected.
I think they should be corrected, absolutely, but, I mean, would you agree, John, that 10 years in prison, that's out of control for a slap on the butt? All right, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, and it looks like our server's down, so I get to deal with that here in a moment. We'll try to get our internet streams back up, and we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today!
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-422-0488. That's 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, the place to go if you want free stuff. Because those other radio talk show hosts, they charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free and ours is better. FreeTalkLive.com. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Now then, we've been talking a lot about this story out of Oregon with a 12- and 13-year-old boy in their middle school being charged with sexual assault because they slapped some girls on the bottom in their middle school class. And inappropriate behavior, for sure. Does it deserve a prison sentence? No way. However, we're going to give these guys some tips because, Mark, you've got the top 10 things never to do on a first date. And this is important stuff, especially for young people, especially for people just breaking into the dating world. And you know what? Maybe there's something here for adults as well, right, Mark? Let's get into that in a moment. But first, to the phones and to the fun. It's Kurt on the Amplifier line in Michigan. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you today?
Great. What's up?
Oh, not too bad. I have no tips for people on first dates since I've been married already, and I've forgotten all that, luckily. But
very good.
I wanted to talk about, in listening to your past podcast, and you guys were talking about animal rights. And I came across a story in my local newspaper, the Free Press, about one of the local judges. And what had happened was a gentleman had moved out of his house and basically left his dog there to starve.
Oh, dear.
A dastardly act, indeed.
Indeed.
But he was sentenced to 93 days in jail. And what really caught my eye was what the judge had said.
Okay.
The judge said, "This is murder. An animal, in this court's opinion, is no different from a child. Hmm. And I thought to myself, well, what was on your grill on Independence Day?
Yeah, I think that maybe he's taking it a little too seriously.
Yeah.
It's dastardly, certainly, but to compare it to humans, it's just not cool. I mean,
well,
he's wrong.
Animals have only perceptual capabilities. We possess conceptual capabilities. How do you bestow upon an animal rights when you cannot expect it to respect those rights of others?
It's an excellent question, one we addressed, I think, last week on the show.
It's called anthropomorphism.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, this is going to be an issue. This is almost like abortion, right? It's never going to be solved because certain people, they have a real affection for certain types of animals, although they probably don't have the same affection for, say, snakes or rats. But they have certain affection for them, and they're going to defend them to the very end of time, similar to how abortion proponents and foes will be going at each other's throats forever, and they'll never come to an agreement on where life begins. Similarly, nor will anyone ever be able to agree on whether or not animals have rights or should be treated in the same way as human beings. So I'm with you, Matt. I think it's absurd to suggest that an animal is fundamentally at the same level as a human being. I think that what the guy did was awful. Should he be spending time in jail for it, though? I don't think so.
I don't think so, but I do think someone should take him out back and maybe beat him up a little bit.
I don't know. It seems so. It's so sad. I really the idea that somebody would treat their dog like that, but. You know, if we start
maybe
passing
it was a bad dog.
If you start passing legislation about that's awful. If you start passing legislation about what a person can and can't do with their dog, then pretty soon somebody's going to pass the legislation about what you can and can't do with your cow or a pig.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're working on it.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
You know?
And where it might tug at my heartstrings to see somebody torture a dog, beat a dog, do something terrible to a dog. I managed to eat a cow for lunch, or part of one at least.
I think the best thing you can do in this case is to out this man. I think the best thing that you can do is not to put him in a jail cell, because that's just going to cost us all. We all have to pay for that. The best thing you can do is to out him in public, out him in the newspaper, out him on television, out him on the radio, and say, so-and-so left his dog in his house and did not leave him any food. He doesn't care. He's a jerk. He hates animals. We just thought you should know that about him. And, spread the word around. Post his picture up on some telephone poles and that sort of thing. It costs a heck of a lot less to do that sort of ostracization than it does to put him in a jail cell. And it's going to do a lot more as far as, making him really feel it. Okay, he's going to think it's serious when he goes to a jail cell, but at the same time, when people refuse to start doing business with him or refuse to continue doing business with him because he's a jerk, then it's really going to hit home. And he's going to realize he's made a big mistake.
Yep.
Kurt, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Nick, kind of silent on that one. How do you feel?
Well, I think with animal rights, I don't really buy it because animals are property. And when you start talking about property having rights, well, if the animals really have rights, then we shouldn't be keeping them in cages or as pets. I obviously don't think it disgusts me when I hear about people mistreating animals, but by the same token, I know it's taken too far a lot of times, especially militant vegans and animal rights activists are looking to ban even run-of-the-mill agricultural practices.
They don't even want you to milk the cows.
Yeah.
So, right. Well, where do you draw the line?
They say that keeping horses is enslaving a noble species. Yeah.
If you let the horses run wild, then they'll be victimized by tigers and things like that, or whatever the hell it is we have in our forest that will... Maybe jaguars down in Florida, for instance.
I don't think people like PETA think it out that far. They don't like the fact that animals are kept on farms.
Right, and they don't understand the fact that keeping an animal on a farm and keeping an animal as property helps promote that species. Mary Ruart, in her book Healing Our World, which I highly recommend, especially to those newer to the Liberty Movement, which you can read for free at her website, ruart.com, ruart.com. She does an excellent job of really explaining this, and she goes over to, she looks at African countries, some of which have, bans on killing certain animals, And she also contrasts those countries with the other the handful of African countries that allows ownership, let's say a buffalo or elephant, something like that, that allows the ownership and the harvesting of products from these animals. Turns out that the country where it's prohibited in order to protect the animals, where it's prohibited to own, prohibited to turn them into products, they're dying off. They're becoming extinct. Now, in the countries where it is fully legal to travel, to own and to trade in these animals and their products, they're flourishing. The amount of animals in question are growing in those countries, and they're contracting in the countries where they're illegal to own. Well, so it's very clear what happens.
Unfortunately, South Africa just recently took a step backwards from the perspective of allowing animal ownership. They had allowed the practice of essentially farm-raising lions because there is a large outfitted hunting industry in South Africa. Guided tours on safaris and that kind of thing. Americans dump a lot of money.
Shoot them in a barrel kind of thing?
It's really not, though. The animals have... A lot of these ranches are like 40,000 acres.
Okay.
So there is an element of fair chase to it, but the argument was it wasn't fair because the lions have been fed by people, which might be true, but I don't think there's much fair when somebody uses a gun to hunt an animal. It's not a very fair pursuit from the get-go.
It's never been fair.
But the problem is, I mean, they show just one of these hunting outfits, and they kept 250 lions on their premises that they fed, and their population was pretty steady at about 250.
That may be more lions than any given African country where they're prohibited.
Right, and there's, in this case, they have a use, and there's a reason for the landowner to keep it around. If they're not keeping these lions and they're not making money off them, one, they can have people hunt them right off the property, or two, they're going to have to get rid of them because the only alternative is to raise livestock and they can't have lions around.
Right, and when they're off of the property, when they're outside of your ownership and your control, then they're subject to any poacher that wants to come along. Poachers won't mess with somebody's private property because they know they're going to come up against defenses, whereas if it's just some random wilderness somewhere, it's open game for anybody. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation.
Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. When you purchase through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of the sale. In any one of their 41 categories of products, heck, if you even buy a gift certificate, we get a cut of that too. Everything pretty much that they sell, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of. So not only are you getting a huge selection of products, because you know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer. Not only are you getting their huge selection of products and great prices, great free Super Saver shipping deals on many of their items, but you're also helping Free Talk Live out at the same time. And you don't have to brave the parking lots and the lines and the stores. You know, you can do it from the comfort of your home, Amazon, or at work. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, let's lighten things up a little bit here. Since we've been talking about the serious issue of young people being charged with sex crimes for slapping each other on the behind, which, while may be inappropriate, it's certainly more inappropriate to send them to a jail cell over it. Apparently, our young people need a little bit of a lesson in tact. And to that end, you have the top 10 things not to do on a first date.
Yeah, I think that this is more aimed at adults, but certainly you can apply this to your life if you're, under the age of 18 or 21 or whatever.
Okay.
Number one, never talk about your ex. No one wants to hear the details of your past relationship.
Where's this from, by the way?
Oh, it's from these words. I don't even sockyberty.com. SOCYBERTY.com.
Sounds reputable.
Well, you know, it's just a top 10 list.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I read through it. I like it. So off we go.
All right.
No one wants to hear the details of your past relationships, even though you might not realize it. It sounds like you still have a thing for them. Even saying negative things can get you in trouble. Maybe you're still in love with them. Are you always this immature, saying negative things about other people? What is it that he or she is going to tell the next one about me? How many relationships have they been in anyway? These are just some of the questions you may leave in the mind of the other person when you talk about past loves. It's best not to bring the subject up, and if they do, try to avoid it swiftly and change the conversation by answering with, "I don't live in the past," or something like that.
I think that's an excellent point, because nobody wants to think that you're obsessed over your ex, right? And if that's all you talk about, especially at a first date, the first time you've really met somebody, I mean, that's generally, I mean, first, that's like a first few dates. In general, why bore someone with all your problems from your prior relationship?
Right, and if you're talking about your ex, it might be a good indication that you're not really ready to start dating again, if that's what you go to on a first date and harp on.
It's a good point. You should be asking them questions about their life more so than talking about yours.
I was sort of left wondering after I read all 10 of these things, what are you going to talk about on this first date? Anyway, number two, don't talk about any medical conditions. This is for the older folks. Your date could care less about your mother's blisters or your ulcers. It's gross and it really turns people away. There's a time and a place to talk about medical issues, and the first date isn't one of them. If you have a contagious disease or something you think they should know about, then tell them beforehand. I'm not suggesting that you hide any medical conditions you have, but it's not contagious. Why tell them on the first date? I'm not even sure that I would even, I suppose tell them beforehand before you have sex, I guess is what they're talking about. Now, I would agree with that.
I think addressing a medical condition in advance is appropriate, but addressing it over dinner, maybe not the most tactful. Mm.
In your case, you should warn them about mental illness. Try not to talk about body parts.
Luckily, I don't need to date.
Little things like, I like someone who has a pretty smile will leave the other person wondering how their teeth look. And whatever you do, don't ever mention sexual parts. Trust me, it's a bad idea.
Okay.
Don't compare. You also don't want to compare the other person with your parents, past lover, a friend, etc.
Remind me of my dad.
Yeah, comparing a person to someone else sets a tone for an awkward moment of silence. Besides, would you like to be compared to someone else's dad?
That's a great point.
I think that one's a bit more iffy. You could compare them to a friend or something, I think. I don't think it's a mortal sin to bring that up on the first date.
I've always, personally, when I've ever been compared to people, it leaves me kind of cold, you know, a little damp. Oh, you're just like somebody I know. I don't know them.
Maybe. But
that's how I feel.
There are other things on the list that I think are definitely more important to avoid than...
That much is true. I'm with Nick on that one, but I see where you're coming from, Mark. It's like, Who are these people? You don't know who they are, so the comparison's pretty much meaningless to you. All you can really do to that is say, oh, great. I guess that's a good thing.
If I get compared to someone's dad, likely I will consider that a relatively good thing. But if I get compared to, you know, some friend you know or something like that, you know, what does that mean? It's just some kind of associative thing that goes on in your brain. It really doesn't concern the other people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Leave all the wild party memories at home. The other person will be more impressed with positive accomplishments you've made or goals that you might have. Do you really think you'll impress them with stories of you getting drunk? Drunk stories may make you look cheap and immature.
Yeah, I know that wouldn't impress me, though. I mean, that is what typically people do with their time, you know, especially young people. And again, this is targeted, you say, at older people, but...
I don't know. I mean, I'm just reading them through, and I would say that if, you know, for a 36-year-old guy, this is good advice for going on a date.
It seems like from popular culture, you know, when you look at popular culture and you look at what young people are doing, and adults too, but people are going out and they're getting drunk on the weekends, and that's what they talk about when they go back to work on Monday is, we're so trash, we're so crazy, and you know, that's all they talk about. So it may be difficult if that's what their life is. There's a guy that Julia works with at work that, you know, he's really proud that he gets drunk every night of his life. You know, if that's what your life is, then finding something else to discuss might be a challenge.
Well, likely he'll handle that problem on his own by finding somebody who is very interested in that same activity.
Yeah.
Number six, marriage is not a good subject. It's the first date. Don't talk about what you're looking for as in long-term goals. You're only going to scare them off. Even if you think or know that they're the one that you've been looking for your whole life, keep it to yourself for now. The whole I love you marriage ideas can wait a while. I don't know about what...
That's a tough one, man.
Maybe what one's looking for as in long-term goals.
Right.
You know, what one's planning for one's life. I don't think that that's a problem. You know, if you intend to be married in your life or don't intend to be married in your life...
Why conceal that?
I don't think it's a great starter conversation.
I don't think it's a starter conversation either, but you got to talk about something on this supposed first date.
I think long-term goals is something you could discuss, but I think marriage, bringing that topic up, might be something to stay away from till the second date anyway.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
And I love user, just they come off as kind of cheesy if you drop them on the first date.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not...
That's desperate.
Yeah, it's absolutely... It's silly. It makes you look ridiculous.
How could you?
Who could believe that?
Especially with the first time you met somebody.
Either you're weird and crazy, or you think I'm dumb if you say I love you on the first date. I mean, those are your choices. Either that, and you know, I'm assuming that it would be a boy that would drop those on.
Now, here's an interesting
trying to get into someone's pants, or a girl that I don't know who's off a rocker.
Now, hold on a second. Now, obviously, things today are a little bit different than they were 20 or 30 years ago, in that we now have this phenomenon of internet dating, right? Mm-hmm. So, what do you? I mean, how does it work when you've got, say, let's say you've had a year of conversing with somebody on the internet, because what we're presuming here is that this first date is the first time these people have ever had any real meaningful connection. What happens if you've got a year's worth of telephone calls and instant messages and emails before you finally met this person? Is an I love you as inappropriate in that circumstance?
I would be a
awkward,
little
awkward. Yes,
if you'd said it already, had you said it already on the telephone?
I'm just asking.
No, not the first time you meet them. No, but if you have already said it on the telephone, there's no reason not to continue with it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you're looking for a first date after meeting someone that you've been talking to for an extended period of time on the internet and by the telephone, that kind of thing, talk about that first meeting. Discuss what it's going to be like, what you're going to do, what you're going to talk about, how you're going to react when you first see the person. Get it all out in the open so that there's not so much of this, I don't know what's going to happen the first time I see them. Am I going to get a hug? Am I going to get a kiss? Am I going to shake hands? It leaves
you too much. You won't have that awkward, what do we do next feeling.
Because you're comfortable talking on the phone. You're comfortable discussing things on the internet. Talk about those things while you're comfortable, not in the uncomfortable circumstance where you just meet them.
Actually, I'm going to disagree with you. I think, because I personally know people who have carried on internet and phone conversations and built a relationship that way, I think it might be appropriate. Maybe not necessarily an I love you, but I think you're much more familiar with the person at that point, and you have effectively talked about everything you would normally talk about on the first several dates.
I'm just saying, don't drop the I love you bomb that night. That's all I'm saying.
You mean at any point?
Well, no, don't.
Or right when you meet the person.
If that's the first time you're going to say I love you, is the first time you've met them, that's not when to do it, I don't think. I mean, if you've said it on the phone already, cool, then you can say it as often as you like.
We've got three more, do we not? Hour three is on the way. We will continue this. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.